Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your morning with us and Powell Broadcasting. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. This morning, we're coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studio on the north side of Sioux City in the Indian Hills area. However, we are reaching halfway across the country to bring our guest to Siouxland. Our guest this morning is Mr. Ron Starner. Ron is a longtime editor, economic development professional, columnist, and speaker, national speaker on all things economic development, who represents not only Site Selection Magazine, but Conway Data out of Peachtree Corners, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta. Ron, thanks for joining us this morning on our Grow Siouxland radio program.
Always a pleasure to visit with you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ron, you've been in Siouxland a number of times, and we're always thrilled to welcome you back to our community. When that happens, it generally reflects that our community has somehow fared well in national rankings of one sort or another, as published by what I consider the leading economic development trade publication, probably certainly in the country, if not the world. And there is a long legacy of economic development experience and expertise housed within the confines of the publication that is known as Site Selection. And we're going to talk about that in the second half of the program. But before we get there, as we do each Saturday morning on our Grow Siouxland radio program, we'd like to introduce our guest to the listening audience. And as we often do, let's begin with a little bit about your background. Tell us about where you grew up.
Well, I was born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, and about mid-childhood, parents decided to move our family to Central Florida. So spent about the next three decades finishing growing up and going to school in the greater Tampa Bay area. Went off to college to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Proud to be a journalism graduate of Liberty U, the Flames, go Flames, and ultimately moved back to Lakeland, Florida to pursue a career in journalism while attending school at the University of South Florida in Tampa, where I received a master's degree in mass communication. For the past 23 years, I have been writing about economic development and successful communities like the Siouxland region, Chris, for Site Selection Magazine in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm always happy to either visit you and your region in person or talk to you remotely.
Well, thank you for sharing part of your Saturday morning with us. And thank you for your many past visits, as well as visits from some of your colleagues, including Adam Bruns. We're really interested in talking about all things economic development today. And again, the nearly quarter century of background that you have in this very specific field will be our topic of conversation. But again, before we get there, I don't let anybody gloss over their high school and college years as quickly as you just did. I do know that you were a soccer player and a college soccer player at that, but even before we get there, what kind of activities were you involved with as a high school student?
Oh, gosh. Well, you have to understand, I attended Lakeland Christian School, which at that time was a small private Christian school in Lakeland, Florida, and not a large student body, so pretty much did a little bit of everything, Chris. Played, well, soccer was my major passion in sports. I also played basketball and ran track and field. Mostly did those other sports to try to stay in shape on a year-round basis. But I have to say, I really credit the educators and coaches I had at Lakeland Christian School. They really formed a foundation for, you know, who I was to become, not just educationally, but in life in general. Many of those coaches and teachers remained there their entire careers. Like I was literally just talking last night with one of my basketball coaches who's now starting his 44th year at Lakeland Christian School.
That's so very incredible.
Grateful to have lifelong friends like that.
That's quite a coaching legacy. And Tell me about, because you and I come from a generation where soccer was not nearly as popular in the United States as it is today. Where did you develop a passion for soccer, which you took through high school and into college?
I really have to credit two things for that, Chris. First of all, I have two older brothers, Rob and Randy Starner. They are 6 and 7 years older than me, respectively. And they were playing soccer for a small Christian college in West Central Florida called Clearwater Christian College in Clearwater, Florida. And they were actually pretty good. Randy was the starting goalkeeper for the team, and Rob was the starting center forward. And basically, the only people that played soccer back then were people that really weren't into football, basketball, or baseball, right? And because, right, soccer was a niche sport, it was maybe analogous to what disc golf is today. You know, it's emerging, it's up and coming, but not a lot of people were actively playing it. Well, they were really good at it. So on the weekends, they would take me out, and I, as like a sixth grader and a seventh grader, I got to play against college soccer players every Saturday and Sunday for about 3 hours at a time. These were pickup games at Tiger Town, which is one of the practice fields for the Detroit Tigers. You may know that they do their spring training every year in Lakeland, Florida, and done it ever since World War II. So here we are at Tiger Town every Saturday and Sunday for 3 hours in blazing heat, right, playing soccer. And here's little old scrawny Ronnie, all 12 or 13 years of old, and I'm trying to keep up with college soccer players. That's really where it all began.
Well, I would say that that platform served you well. And I do know that you had a passion for that and played at Liberty University. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Ron Starner, who serves as the Executive Vice President of Conway. Conway, of course, the parent company of Site Selection Magazine out of suburban Atlanta, Georgia. And Ron, tell us, if you will, a little bit about your family.
Well, I am the proud father of four great kids, Christopher, Justin, Christina, and Michael. My three boys all live here, and they're all adults. The three boys all live here in the Metro Atlanta area, so I'm close to them and see them quite a bit. My one daughter is much closer to you, Chris. She and her husband live in Boise, Idaho, and I'm very happy to see that while I'm attending the Industrial Asset Management Council conference in Boise in early September, I'm going to stay an extra week just to spend with Christina and her husband.
That's wonderful, and that'll work out well. And I'm a longtime member of the Industrial Asset Management Council, and primarily credit that organization for building the relationship I've enjoyed with you for a decade and a half, approaching two decades. And with that in mind, Ron, the magazine that you write for, Site Selection, again, the leading economic development trade publication in the country, if not the world, recently came out with some national rankings. My understanding is this is the first time that those rankings were produced, and under the headline written by you, Heroes of the Heartland. Tell us a little bit about that article.
Well, it began, Chris, interestingly enough, with a conversation of editors around the office. I guess it was good that we were actually going back into a physical office at the time several months ago. Adam Bruns, who's visited your community several times, he and I were just chatting. And I asked him, I said, "Hey, Adam, have we ever ranked every county in America from first through dead last on how they perform in project in attracting economic development projects?" And he's like, "You know what, Ron? I don't think we've ever done that." So we went to our research team, asked them if this was even feasible. And they're like, "Yeah, we've basically had this data all along. You just tell us what you're looking for, and we will assemble the data." So that's what we did. We came up with two rankings. America's best counties. We have one that is on just total numbers, you know, total number of projects completed in each year, and that so that skews towards the largest population counties in America. And then we decided just to level the playing field, do one on projects per capita. And that, of course, is where your region excels.
Well, and after a short commercial break, we're going to find out exactly where the Siouxland Metro ranked nationally in the article, again entitled Heroes of the Heartland, the first annual rankings of counties, both by overall projects as well as ranked in projects per capita. Again, as Mr. Sarner said, this levels the playing field and allows smaller communities like those represented in the Siouxland Metro to compete head-to-head with some of the larger metros and the largest metros in the United States from coast to coast. We'll be right back with Mr. Ron Starner, the Executive Vice President of Conway Data and Site Selection Magazine, after this short commercial break. So, Ron, we're right at 11 minutes, and Justin is going to upload the first half of the program, and so in about 20 seconds, we'll start part two. He'll insert a commercial break in between these two segments, but we have another 11-minute segment to go. So far, so good?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, we're 5 seconds out.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Again, thanking you for joining us on Powell Broadcasting's Grow Siouxland program. We hope that you join us each Saturday morning. It's just a few minutes past 8 o'clock. Today, our guest is the Executive Vice President of Conway Data. He's affiliated with Site Selection Magazine, where he has been a writer, an editor, a contributor for nearly a quarter century. Ron, in the first half of the program, we were just wrapping up with information about the first national rankings of counties, both on a per project and a per capita basis. And tell us how the Siouxland Metro fared in these first annual national county rankings.
You fared exceptionally well, Chris. Union County, South Dakota is ranked second in the nation, and Dakota County, Nebraska is ranked third. So congratulations to you and everyone on the Siouxland team for placing two counties in the top three in the country.
Well, that is certainly something that we are very, very proud of, and something that that we have shared with the listening audience at Powell Broadcasting. In fact, as you know, many, many years ago, our mutual friend Robert Pittman impressed upon me the importance of marketing for economic development, both internally as well as externally. Externally made perfect sense. You're advertising in publications, for example, like Site Selection Magazine, and promoting your community to corporate real estate executives and site selection consultants and others responsible for those key decisions about locating or expanding business operations. But Mr. Pittman went on to explain to me that every bit as important as the external marketing is the internal marketing, and that you have to remind your community why it's a great place to live, work, play, and invest. And so for 15 years in partnership with this Powell Broadcasting radio station, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative have run radio commercials on a daily basis, multiple times per day, on multiple different radio stations promoting the good news. And this was certainly good news in our community and made that cut, as we always recognize how positive it is for our community to be considered among the very best in the nation. And quite honestly, that's in any category. That could be sports, that could be academics, that could be business environment. And in this case, we're thrilled to be recognized by your publication. Now, Ron, in that article, you had a statement that I was grateful for, and actually made me blush a little bit, because you said that for a community our size, we outpunch our weight class. Tell me what you meant by that.
Well, I just mean that, you know, relative to the amount of people that you have in your community, you are producing economic development projects at a rate that far surpasses the your population base. Just to put it into perspective, Chris, as you know, we measure the performance of every metropolitan statistical area in the country and every micropolitan statistical area. Metros are cities, micros are small towns. The greater Sioux City area has been the number one performing metro area in the country for about the past decade plus. When you look at the number of projects that you're bringing in, and that's a ranking based upon all MSAs of 200,000 people and below. But when you look at small towns, there are 584 of them, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The vast majority of those are lucky to get one expansion project in a calendar year. The vast majority of them don't get any, they don't have any business take place the whole year, which is actually pretty sad. Just to get into the top 100, you have to produce more. You have two or more, you're probably going to be in the top 100. Union County had 5 and Dakota County had 6. So, I mean, they're just not out punting their coverage. Chris, they're basically kicking length of the field punts every time they compete.
Well, and we're proud to be mentioned at or near the top of these lists. We are proud that each March, Site Selection Magazine, for 11 of the last 17 years, has recognized the Siouxland Metro as the leading economic development community for populations 200,000 and below. The last 4 years in a row, we've retained that title. And Ron, 3 years ago, you started measuring per capita in your March rankings as well. And the Siouxland Metro is proud to have led the per capita rankings nationally. And that's when, again, you level the playing field and include New York, LA, and Chicago. In fact, your best counties total, just to give the listening audience some perspective, Dallas County, Texas, overall, this is not per capita, but overall, Dallas County, Texas, Harris County, Texas, Cook County, Illinois, New York, New York, Los Angeles, California. You would expect those major metros to lead nationally, but when the per capita numbers came out, it was Ohio, followed by Union County, South Dakota, and Dakota County, Nebraska. The Heartland really did step up.
Yeah, I mean, the Heartland, I mean, hence the headline on our story, Chris, Heroes of the Heartland. When you look at the top performing counties in America on a per capita basis, just about every one of them is in the American Heartland, and I don't believe that's by accident.
Ron, in addition to the article, Heroes of the Heartland, you wrote another article this July about what you're seeing in terms of trends in population migration in the United States in a post-COVID environment. Would you please explain what you found in researching for that article?
Well, sure. The title of the story is When Being Small is a Big Advantage. The secondary headline stating, here's why folks are fleeing the bright lights of the big city and loving it. Basically, what we found is that even before the COVID-19 global pandemic, Chris, there was an exodus of people from large urban cores out to the suburbs, the exurbs, and rural small towns. And not only that, it has continued post-pandemic. In fact, the overall rate of non-metro area population growth has been double the national rate of population growth since the mid-1990s. I mean, think about that. We're looking at a two-decade trend now where people are saying enough of city life and they're going the Green Acres route. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the show Green Acres, Chris. I don't know if you are.
That makes two of us. Ron, in that article, you also, within the confines of your article on the migration trends, again, entitled When Being Small is a Big Advantage, and that can be found at siteselection.com if you're interested in reading more. But you also ranked the top metros for
small business, the top 50 metros to start a small business. Cheyenne, Wyoming led the way, but Iowa had three communities, Ames, Ankeny, and West Des Moines, in the top 15. That must indicate that Iowa and the political leadership, the infrastructure, the tax environment, the quality of life, they're getting some of those things, those very important things right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you, as you go down the list of the top 50 cities to start a small business in America, Chris, you're not going to find any that are in a high tax or high regulation state. And you may recall Pat Bozhart, the CEO of Lightform Technologies, when I interviewed him for the article about America's Best Counties, he said, we look to go to places where government basically gets out of our way and lets us do what we do best. I would say that's largely true of the top 50 cities on this list.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity that you capitalized upon to speak with some of our local private and public sector leaders. In the article, Heroes of the Heartland, both Pat Bozhart of Lightform and Andrew Nilges, the Economic Development Director for North Sioux City, South Dakota, were interviewed. And Ron, in the last minute and a half that we have together this Saturday morning, what does this foretell for the Siouxland Tri-State Metro, in your opinion, about future prospects for economic development?
I think it foretells good times to come, because all of the assets that Bozhart listed as why they thrive in Dakota County, I don't really see those going away. Things like quality of life, a strong local workforce of good people who are reliable and show up to the job every day with good attitudes and a good work ethic. And, you know, it's easy to get around. He says, you guys basically don't have a rush hour. I mean, all of those assets are going to remain in place. So I would expect that you're going to thrive for many, many more years to come, Chris.
Well, Ron, we appreciate that very much. We appreciate your confidence as well as the opportunity to continue to build our relationship with your critically important magazine. As we wrap up on this Saturday, I'd like to thank you on behalf of a grateful Siouxland community for your kind words, your consistent visits to the Siouxland Tri-State Metro, and perhaps last but certainly not least, I wish you and your beloved Florida Gators football program a great fall, because football season is just around the corner.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Chris, anytime.
Thanks for joining us, Ron. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning.